Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, fam? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Oh, Jeff, Barbara Ghani, and Assalamu Alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back again, family. Another like I say, it's been going down so far this year, and we looking to continue to having constructive dialogue with the fam. Thanks for joining us at Collective Minds, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. And before we get started with the show, we got a good show lined up. A good discussion, good build. But before we get started, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. Thanks for asking. No announcements.
All right, let's get it. Let's get it. Great week. All right. My brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And you got any announcements? The people was asking about you last week. You know what I mean? You know, you was on, but they was wondering where you was at. Everybody liked to hear your, hear your opinions, but I digress. How was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for us? Hey, brother, you on mute? You there?
Did he decide to fall back again? Uh-oh.
Well, can y'all hear me?
Okay, we can hear you back. There
technical.
You go. He back. He back. Yes, indeed.
A technical difficulty. So,
no worries,
yes, bro. For all those who was concerned, yes, I'm still in the land of the living. I'm here. I appreciate the concern, even though I know it came from a dark, cold place, because people is just trying to come at me. Looks like they're coming at the dime, so they want to attack me also. But it's all good. I can handle it just like the dime. When I say the dime, I'm talking about Donald Trump. We was made for this. So, yes, I'm good. As far as an announcement, all I can say is let's not forget that Martin Luther King holiday is up on us. And, that's one of our true leaders. You know, some of us may not fully agree with the way he handled things. But at the end of the day, Martin Luther King Jr. was a leader in the black community. And you got to appreciate that. So shout out to Martin Luther King.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Shout out to MLK. Yeah, he was a real one. And right when he started the peep game and started talking about silver rights, not silver, but silver, S-I-L-V-E-R rights, that's when they killed the brother. You know what I'm saying? When he was trying to get the economic game up for black people, the white supremacists took our brother out. But, yeah, much respect to him, you know. His birthday is, I guess, tomorrow, whatnot, as far as the celebration, the national holiday. So shout out to everybody And, you know, may you have a good Martin Luther King Day. You feel me? But, yeah, we here, family. This is Brother Kev. We got Queen Raja and our brother Mufasa. We at Collective Minds are asking tonight, today, depending on where you're at in the world, you know, we're asking, is Trump to blame for the Capitol riots? And do Trump and his supporters, do they really have a legitimate grievance against the federal government? Okay. Hit us up, family. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. The number is 929-477-1697. Again, we are asking, is Trump to blame for the Capitol riots? I like to call it the Mayonnaise MAGA riots. And do Trump and his supporters have a legitimate gripe against the federal government? So we're asking a two-part question. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. And before we get started, we always go to Queen Raja first. So, yeah, we just go get straight to it, Queen Raja. The first question, is Trump to blame for the Capitol riots? And then I'm going to throw the second question. Do you think Trump and his supporters have a legitimate grievance against the federal government? Talk to us.
Okay, let's just get right into it. So, is Trump to blame for the Capitol riot? I would say...
Right, because that's what they're saying. That's what they're
right,
saying.
They're definitely blaming him. And I don't blame him solely. I think each individual played their own role. And everybody played their own part, you know. So, I don't blame him for the whole thing. I mean, everybody's to blame for the part that they may have participated in. But I don't look the way that they're trying to push it as if he's the sole blame, everything is on his shoulders. I don't believe that. I don't agree with that narrative. Mm-hmm. I believe that each party has their own part that they played in it. And that's just what it is. That's just the facts. You can't really get around that. Each individual bears their own responsibility, you know. And the second part is, do they have the Trump supporters, Trump and his supporters have a legal gripe against the government? So I don't think so. I think they may have some issues with them, with the government, but as far as the way that they handling it to try to take it down and do all that, I don't think that that's necessary. I think that's overkill because I think that they have a partnership with the government that whatever they don't like, they have the capability of making some change. I think the black community have...
Who was the day that you're speaking of?
The white community or the white supremacist group, of the ones or the group of individuals that were at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Those groups, mm-hmm. That group in mind, like people that may not have even been there, you know, but that's the group that I'm speaking of when I say, as far as them wanting to make a change, I think they have a partnership where they have an alliance with them just because they're non-black, and I think they can work things out. The black community, on the other hand, don't have that same interaction. I think if anybody, like I said before, and I'm not condoning violence, everyone, trust me, I'm the first one to say I don't want no smoke, I don't want no trouble, I don't. But I think if any group of people had more of a right to, you know, call the anger like that and rush the Capitol and try to do anything to make a change, I think it's the black community that have that bigger right to do that if it's going to go down. I think everybody else should just step back because I think their change can be worked out. I think they can. And I think that's it. I think I can leave it there. I can say a few more things, but I'll wait. I always like to hear other people, and I'll fall back, and then I can try to maybe get a couple more points out throughout the show.
Yeah.
All right. Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. All right. So, So we go get into it, family. We go let our brother Mufasa, you know, speak on it as much as he can. You know, do you think Trump is to blame for the Capitol riots, and do Trump and his supporters have a legitimate gripe or grievance with the federal government? What you say, brother?
Well, I'm so glad you asked me. Let me rip this tape off my mouth. Now, first off, no, it is not Donald Trump's fault. It's not. All the man said was we're going to march, we're going to protest on the Capitol. He didn't say we finna go in here and bust windows. He didn't say join me down here as we storm inside and tear stuff up. He didn't say that. He didn't say. People are going to try to say he insinuated this, insinuated that. Still the facts of the matter, he ain't said. So it's just like if you're on trial in the court for, you know, a drug case or whatever. Hey, you can't. The man said this. That's what he said. Quit trying to insinuate some stuff on him. We know what he said. We're going to protest. If he guilty, Black Lives Matter protesters who say, hey, Al Sharpton, all them type of people, they guilty too. They said we're going to protest and other stuff kicked off. You know, violence happened. They didn't get charges. They didn't get all these fingers pointing at them. So, no, the Don did nothing wrong. All he's trying to do is stand up for America, his country, as he should. Because the Bannon told y'all he's trying to make America first. And that's what it's all about. He's the only president y'all done had that tried to put America teetotally first. And for all the people out there who consider themselves to be an American, they should be riding with them. The election was stolen, and just because many other elections been stolen in the past, that don't mean he should sit there and lay down and take it. Hey, that's not his fault that other people just took it up the backside and didn't complain. Well, the Don is a different caliber of a person. He ain't going to lay down and take it. So you're trying to rape him out the election. He's saying something about it. It is what it is. Everybody who loves this country and loves what it's supposed to stand for should understand it. So make up your mind. Is you an American or you're not? If you consider yourself American, you should want to ride, and you should want your country to be, what is the pillars of this nation? You know, I don't consider myself an American, so I'm just speaking for other people. I ain't speaking for myself, but. Black people who didn't, like Roger said, they should fall back. I disagree. All black people who consider themselves being patriotic, or if they consider themselves American, you should get involved. You can't just fall back and let other groups of people speak out for the things that go bad in this country. Be a part of it. Your fault to be a part of the country. Your fault to have your rights, your equal rights, and all that good stuff. You're still fighting for it. So don't stop now. You witnessed an election being stolen. You witnessed all types of corruption and crookedness in your government. Clean it up. Speak on it. Don't just lay down and take it. Don't fall back. This ain't the time to fall back. And I think them people get a bad rap for, you know, speaking out against it. People give them a bad rap. And every Trump supporter is not a white, racist individual. Okay? That's not the case. Hey, I'm a fan of Trump because the man speaks his mind and stand up for. He's a rider. which is what you need. You need a rider. You know, he's a rider. I'm down with the cat. I think he's an awesome individual. So I roll with him. I don't think it was his fault. I think he's getting a bad rap for it. It's not fair. And I think other people need to get involved who are on the side of righteousness should get involved and participate and speak out on things that ain't right. The whole thing was crooked. So don't just lay down and take it. Except for the one, you know, some of us who down with the crookedness when it's in their favor. If it's in your favor, you good with the crookedness, you know. And so people who want to see Joe Biden get in there, you know, hey, they down with it, you know. You can't make everybody happy in this place. It's always going to be some mess. At this point, I'm starting to ramble a little bit. So I'm going to fall back. I did answer the questions, though. It's not the Don's fault. And did I answer the second one, or do I need to go over it again? Did I answer the second one?
No, you didn't answer the second one again. You didn't answer it. Let's hear the second one again.
And ask me that question.
Do Trump and his supporters have a legitimate gripe or grievance with the federal government?
Yes, they do. And that's why I said, because he said the election was stolen. I believe it was also. So, yes, they got a legitimate gripe. And that's just among other things. Yes, they have a legitimate gripe, for sure. It was robbery, and it was crooked, and it wasn't right. So, yeah, they got a legitimate gripe. You know, we done been, if you go back in other shows, I've said what I had to say about Joe, Kamala, you know, how she's been portrayed as being black, and she ain't doing all this stuff just to get black votes. And, you know, I think it's just all a bunch of foolishness. It's foolishness and crookedness. So, yeah, then people do have a right to be upset. I wish we had a straight 100% patriotic person to come on here tonight and speak their mind and say how they feel and speak out on the injustices, but we probably won't get no one on that side of the scale. So, hey, is that good enough for y'all?
Hilarious. That was funny, bro. I had to mute because I was laughing, bro. That was funny, Brother Mufasa, for real. Oh, man. Hey. I don't even know where to begin. But, yeah, we gonna answer the questions. Then we gonna get to the call lines, family. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. And, yeah, this is Brother Kev, right? So I don't want to get it confused, you know, who was speaking. And the question is, the first question is Trump to blame for the Capitol riots? And I say, yes, he is absolutely to blame for the Capitol riots, because he was the catalyst. He and his supporters, the Mayo MAGA militia, they organized these protests.
Mayo.
And they wanted to run up in the Capitol, right? Trump whistles, giving speeches, allowing, you know, having an open door to white supremacists to the White House and his administration. Mm-hmm. Like, this has been fueling for a minute. And people have a short memory, because remember when Trump used to have his rallies, they used to be fighting and beating up people at his rallies. And Trump used to be encouraging them and egging them on, you know, get them out of here. If that was back in the day, they'd have been hung or something. Like, he was just saying all type of wild, you know, crazy
That's
stuff.
Right.
So, yes,
get them out of there.
This man wanted the smoke. Of course, as an individual, can't nobody make you do anything. Like, these are just the ones, the people that are copping pleas are his supporters that are saying, it was Trump's fault. I was doing what my president wanted me to do. You know, they just copping pleas trying to get out of doing some jail time. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, Trump bears some responsibility by being the president, the commander in chief. And, you know, these folks look at him as the leader. as their leader. Leader of what? Remember, this is the same, like he's the leader of these angry white people who feel like the country is being taken from them, right? This is what they feel like. They feel like the country is being taken from them. You feel me? They feel like black people are making gains at their expense, and they want to be able to practice white supremacy in an open forum. You feel what I'm saying? And these are the people that have that Donald Trump has enabled. This is his base. We got to remember, let's go back to the last Civil War. These are the same people who were fighting for the South. They felt some type of way because the federal government was saying they couldn't own slaves, and they felt some type of way. So, you know, these are the same people. Remember, where did the Klan go? The Klan still been around. They just took off their hoods, put on suits, doctor's coats, became teachers, became politicians. These are the same folks. Remember, these are the same folks who love Reagan. They voted for Bush, the second Bush, and the neocon. You feel me? The neoconservatives is what they call them. These are those folks. And then you transition to the Tea Party, right? These are the Tea Party folks. These are the birthers. These are the alt-right. These are the far-right folks. Like, this has been brewing for a minute, you feel me? And Donald Trump was the catalyst to put the battery in these people's back. And he's been playing to his base all the time. They was up in there with Confederate flags in the Capitol. They had Auschwitz shirts on. Come on. It was just a white supremacist gathering, a big Mayo militia, domestic, domestic terrorism. It was domestic terrorism. And so when we look at the Civil War, just like today, this was about, the Civil War was about states' rights. You feel what I'm saying? It was about states' rights versus the federal government. And just real quick, just a quick lesson in political science. When we talk about Democrats and Republicans, this is why I don't pick sides. The Democrats are really for big government. They want big spending. They do the entitlement programs, the welfare, big government. The Republicans, on the other hand, say less government. So this is what the political fight is all about. It's between the size of government. And then on each side of that, right, you have far groups. You have far-right groups, right, like the alt-right, far-right groups. You got Nazis. You got hardcore white supremacists on the far right. Then you have the far left, which consists of Antifa. You could throw Black Lives Matter in there as an organization. You could throw the LGBTQ on the far left side. And these two entities are clashing, but they're all on the same side because we know the Democratic programs undermine the black community just as well. You feel what I'm saying? So for black people to be picking a side is crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that you can say one side is better than the other. Both of these groups do not want to empower black people, period. One group wants the right, or what they call the right, quote-unquote, Donald Trump and his supporters, they want to be able to practice white supremacy racism openly, basically put black people in their place. The Democrats want to smooth you over first. They do three things the sneaky way by pushing the LGBTQ agenda and, messing with the medicines and foods and miseducation and things like that in order to undermine our communities. But these two factions are one in the same. You feel what I'm saying? These two factions are one in the same. And the ultimate goal on Donald Trump's side, in my opinion, what I believe, and I've talked about this before, is they want to create a white ethno state. The target date for these people is 2040. It's 2040. And they know, because this is what they say. This is not even what Brother Kev's saying. This is what they say. By 2040, white people are going to be a minority in this country. They're getting nervous. It's called the Browning of America. So you have, remember, Donald Trump ran on immigration. You feel me? That was his biggest platform. He ran on immigration, build that wall. That was his one of his main running points, was to build that wall because of the quote-unquote Browning of America. So all that to say, you know, Donald Trump is to blame for the riots, and these people do not have a legitimate right with the federal government because, number one, these people are patriots. These people will – they don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about people's rights. They don't care about this country because, as we see, they will go to war with this country. And they've done it before, which was the last Civil War. You know, these people, it's cool. The corruption is cool, like Mufasa has said, but I sound like he was talking about Donald. Each side is cool with the corruption as long as it works for them. You feel what I'm saying? But since it didn't work this time, because Donald Trump was in bed with a lot of these politicians before he got in office, he donated a lot of money. He was a businessman, you know, international business. So, yes, he has done a lot of business with these folks in the past. So he knew the system was corrupt. So now when it comes to him getting a piece of that, then it's a problem. But he was cool with it before when he was able to do, you know, get his little tax breaks and do his little things, you know, deceive and have little things going on with his buildings and just all type of stuff going on, you know. So I understand Mufasa, Donald Trump is your guy. I don't have a problem with him per se because I don't know the man, and I would have rather seen him in office than Biden. That's just my personal opinion because I like to deal with the wolf as a wolf as opposed to dealing with a wolf in sheep's clothing. You dig what I'm saying, which I think Biden is. But to the point, and I'm going to wrap it up here, we'll get to the call lines. They don't have a legitimate gripe because, again, these people are delusional because they think the federal government is infringing on their rights. Again, they think black people are, you know, coming up economically. They think black people are basically coming up at their expense, which is not the case when you look at the numbers. Yes, we are making some strides, but when you look at the wealth gap, it's not even close. You know, so these people are delusional. You know, black people can be killed with impunity by police officers. You feel what I'm saying? And they don't go to jail. So, you know, they don't have a gripe at all. They're just mad because genetically, unfortunately, they have a negative birth rate and you know, they're dying off. They see their numbers dwindling, as they say. And so these people are getting nervous, and they're going to do what they have to do in order to preserve, quote-unquote, what they think is whiteness, or how they're going to rule as a minority in this country. Right, when you're a minority in a particular country and you want to rule, so they got to, you know, this is a last-ditch effort for them to put the smack down to see how they're going to rule. Now, I personally think they're going to be unsuccessful, but, you know, only time will tell with that. You see what I'm saying? But they don't have a legitimate right. These people are delusional, and they just want to practice white supremacy and, you know, put Negroes back in their place. That's what they really want. They want Negroes bug dancing on a handstand and turning, like, it's crazy. So we just got to be prepared and be aware of the situation that's going on. Picking sides is very dangerous, and I disagree with Mufasa wholeheartedly. No, we shouldn't be out there in a fight. This is a fight between two white supremacists. Let them bang it out. Why would black people even be out there to be cannon fodder? Because you're going to be the first ones to get it. you out there talking about, oh, I'm standing next to thee, we fighting corrupt. No, they're going to push you out there first. You're going to be the first to get it. So, you know, people could play if they want. Family, I don't know if you know, but this is my last point. You know, I've spent years studying white supremacy as an ideology, as a system. You dig what I'm saying? Shout out to Dr. Francis Quest Welsing and Dr. Nellie Fuller, others. But this is what I roll with until somebody shows me something different. You know what I'm saying? I like to give examples of, you know, I just don't think something. I try like to give examples of why, you know, I'm actually taking this path as far as my thinking. And from what I see, these white supremacists are using direct violence because they're scared, their numbers are dwindling, and they feel like, quote unquote, this country is being taken away from them. And that's what, in my opinion, the entire Capitol riots was about, was maintain and open white supremacy if they could, and they used Donald Trump as the catalyst to storm the White House or storm the Capitol. But I digress, family, my bad. I mean a rant, you know what I'm saying? But I hope I answered.
I didn't mean to let you rant.
We can hit the call lines. Yeah, my bad. We can if y'all want to respond or we can hit the call lines, my bad, fam.
Mufasa. I heard you back there saying something.
Oh, of course. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you got this laid-back way of delay, this kind of laid-back, delay, suave type of thing going on all the time. I don't be knowing if you hear it there because you wait so long to, you know, you come in
that's
smooth.
Yeah, you know, that's my steelo. You know, come in smooth, like the Don. Like the Don smoothly told them people, we going down here to have a conversation, to protest. The Don didn't say we going down there to turn nothing up. He said we going down here to protest. There's plenty of people out in the world that has led protests and said we're going to protest and things got out of hand and they didn't get blamed for it. So the dying ain't no different. And to put all this stuff on white male white people and, you know, like everybody who was at that thing just was white Klans folks. You know, I don't think that was the case. I think if Blexit would have been on the scene, they would have embraced them. I'm sure they would, because, you know, black people who support Trump. But I know black people be scared. Black people be scared to go to stuff like this.
Why would they? Because they're gonna get attacked. What do you mean? They're gonna get attacked.
They're gonna get attacked by who?
What do you mean?
By the police.
By the white supremacists. By white supremacists. What do you mean?
So you think if black people would have been there, they would have gotten attacked by these same people who were storming the Capitol would have said, let's not storm the Capitol now. Now we're going to attack these black folks that's here. Who was trying to march with
us. Why wasn't Blexit there then?
That's what I'm saying. Because they scared. That's what I'm saying. All these so-called patriotic black folks should have had their butts there too. Quit acting scared. Get involved. Should have been on the scene. And there probably was some black people out there. Yeah, but the cameras ain't going to pick them up.
It was a few out there.
They didn't get beat. They didn't get beat up and pummeled. So I think
some of them did. Some of them did.
That's another way for them to have. That's just another way for them to have y'all divided. That's all. To keep black and white people divided. It's just another spirit.
You don't believe that. No.
It's just
bro,
a spirit.
What are you talking about?
If Blexit would have been on the scene, they should have been there marching side by side on the Capitol because they know that Donald Trump was done wrong. They should have been there to march with him. But
no,
they were scared and don't want to be down for the real revolution. Revolutions all start and it takes place violently. Black folks want to sit back
and chill or and cry. Sometimes you got to get hands on. You got to get hands on and involved. So them people trying to show y'all
man.
What it takes.
No,
they trying to show y'all what it takes.
No white supremacists, bro. You don't fight with no white
supremacists.
You fight against them.
Those were patriots.
Confederate flags out there, bro. What are you talking about?
That's just one person.
What are you talking about, bro?
That was
no, it was
one
more
person.
Than one person with. No, it was more than one person with a Confederate flag.
Agent provocateur.
Oh
agent provocateur.
Bro, we can look, bro.
Can
you can look at these
patriotic moves.
Listen, bro, they
a
are publicly
march.
Not. This is what they report. You can look at these people's social media, watch some of their videos. You can tell that these people. Or white supremacists. See, what you just be looking for is an all-out confession. You got
to
listen to what these people say, bro. You got to listen to what they say. These people are clearly anti-black white supremacists. Period. Like,
Those are patriots out there. Those want these people I'm not saying these people are trolling. I'm
nah,
just saying that that's not that's the people who were there. That's
those
what I'm saying.
Not
I'm
patriots.
Not saying the people you're talking about
patriots?
Don't exist. They do exist.
What makes those
but
people out there patriots?
Because they're fighting to keep the fabric of their country together. And a president, a standing president who had an election stolen. They're fighting to keep the fabric of their country together. As a
wow.
patriot, yes. Patriotic people, that's what they do.
Wow.
That's what they own. They're patriotic Americans. And all you patriotic Americans need to come together and stand up for what's right. And having your president get an election stolen from him is very unpatriotic. Y'all need to come together and fight on it.
But he couldn't prove it. They probably did steal, but he couldn't prove it. So...
Well,
it is what it is. Don't cry
that's
now.
That's why this march.
You just
that's why this march
he didn't have the, right, but he didn't have the power or whatnot to do it. Now he has a little power because he can really tell these folks to do whatever, and it can trickle down through the grapevine because we know they banned him off social media, so he was using that to send a lot of his commands and dog whistles. Through Twitter and social media. But now there's other ways. They got these chat groups, 4chan, 3chan, all these things where they be in these chat rooms talking. Like, it's a known fact. So he really can do
and
make these people do whatever he wants them to do at this point.
All these patriots need to come together and get involved. Well, you so-called Americans out there, get involved.
Right. Are you a patriot? Are you an American?
No.
You a patriot?
No. But I understand what they're about. I get what they're doing. I feel it. But, you know,
so is this your country or no? No. So... here's what's interesting. Y'all both calling the same group of people just by different names. That's why I'm not saying that they are that Trump is to blame. Because y'all the same group of people that Brother Kev is calling white supremacists, you calling them patriots. But it's the same group of people. With that being said, only thing that means is that they're like-minded individuals. And they, like Brother Kev said towards the end when he was wrapping up, that, what did you say, they are using Trump as a catalyst. So that's why it's not Trump isn't to blame. They have like-minded desires. They are angry with the government. I agree with Brother Kevin that they are angry because, and believe it or not, Mufasa, I think you are saying it too, they're trying to keep the fabric of their country together. So they are upset because things have changed. The fabric is not being held together, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
and
because
the change,
because
what Brother Kevin, well, hold on, because I watched the clock. I know y'all, both of you guys went for about 15 minutes. I ain't said a word because I looked at the clock. I don't know if y'all was watching. I don't think
no,
so.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So the changes that Brother Kevin was bringing up I think are valid. They are upset with the change that they deem to mean their fabric of their country is tearing apart, because they do want to practice open racism, and they do want to do these things. That's why they get upset when there is a black officer shooting on black person, and the country come together and protest. And then they are upset about that. They don't like that. They don't like that we are speaking out against that type of behavior. That's why they try to say, okay, they bring in the stop fighting the police and the riots. They try to make it look so bad that the black people come out to protest because they are angry. They're angry about it. And to them, that is the fabric of their country is falling apart. Because that's not what they're not used to, the black people being able to speak up and against the brutality in such a way where it's so public, it's on TV, and it's getting attention. And now with this group being created, Black Lives Matter, is diverse. So they feel like, okay, now people, even though it's a facade, they still feel like, okay, it's diverse. It's not just black people out here that's marching and protesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's different people too. So to them, that is like, oh my God, this country is falling apart. But we have to do something about the fabric of our country. It's falling apart.
Awesome.
That
all sounds good, but it don't always have to be about black and white. Maybe it got something to do with.
Yes, it do.
Like I
it
said,
always
the election
about black
being
and white.
Stolen. Maybe it got something to do with this, with these other people working with foreign nations. Maybe it got something to do with them allowing illegal immigrants in and take away the job.
Stop
maybe it got
it.
Something
ain't
to do
no
with stuff like that.
No
why
job.
Do it always got to be because they mad?
Ain't no immigrant.
Well, it can be that as well.
The black folks.
It can be that as well. It's not just one thing. It's many ingredients in the soup. So yes. It could be. I'm not saying
that
they don't have a problem with
it. Maybe that ingredient you're talking about ain't in the soup.
It's there though, and you know how I know that it's there?
I know because y'all share chocolate is there, but it's not there.
I can tell you how it's there.
Bro, right.
I can tell you how it's there. And this
Come
is
on.
Another thing, and I want to say
Come
this
on.
Really
yeah.
quick too, because I'm about to. I'm getting ready to try my best to explain it. So another issue.
Y'all
this
paranoid.
This is to answer your question as well. So
Y'all
the
paranoid.
Reason that that they are wanting to blame Trump so bad, and I think Brother Kevin did a great job proving or furthering my belief that he's not to blame, because he said that they're using Trump. So they are doing it on their own agenda. They just like minded. But they want to make it seem like Trump is to blame for this is because that's America's behavior. They don't want to look in the mirror and accept it. So instead, they want to say it's his fault. It's him. They don't want to accept. They don't want to look themselves in the mirror. This is America. This is how America is. So that's just what it is. I don't think anybody is. Can't even dispute that America has not done right by the black community at all. They have not done right by the black community. Look how they treat the black community. Look at the history between black America and the black community and America, white America. Look at the history. Look how we have to do so much to overcome. Look at how they treat us. That comes from a wicked, evil place. This is how they do things. And this is what they and now they want to say, okay, racism exists, but it's Trump's fault. He's being divisive. He's dividing the country. It's him. They don't want to look in the mirror and accept it for America. This is who America is. They don't want to accept it.
Black people need to quit all that whining and crying. Ain't no white supremacy. You got love and hip hop.
Oh, you back on that.
All the money you want.
He back on that again.
You got all the money you want. All black folks doing a bunch of crying and whining about this.
We know.
Fake white supremacy stuff that don't even exist.
We know.
You've been free to do what you want to do, how you want to do it. And you should be out there.
No, you're not. Because
you love this
country.
And I'm going
to
tell you, black people know this country. In the hood on 4th of July, all you got to do is ride through the hood and watch black folks barbecuing, popping fireworks left and right. They love this country. They patriotic, too. Get involved.
My brother.
Go on out there and storm the Capitol with the other patriots and stop being scared.
My brother, now you just said something, because I don't know if you just be talking or what, but you just said that can't nobody tell you what to do and you free to move about as you please. Ain't? But they just showed you last year that they can stop you from doing what you want to do. Fact,
They stopped everybody.
So what are you talking about? So exactly.
But you're
so,
a part of everybody.
Stop whining about it's just black people. Stop whining about it's just blacks. It's everybody. It ain't just black people. Woe is me, black. Woe is me. It ain't just black people.
But do you see?
And that's why them patriotic people, that's why they have a reason to be upset. That's why they storming the Capitol like this. Why they got the gonads to go out there and fight for what they believe in. Black people, you quit crying and whining and get out there and fight too. Get out there, handle your business. Stop sitting back whining and complaining and being scared of this fake white supremacy mess and get out there and get busy. Get busy. The Patriots are showing y'all what to do. They're trying their best to show y'all how to fight. Don't run up in the family.
I will say that that's a blueprint.
Run up in the cap.
You know, I will say that that's a blueprint, you know, but like I said last week, two things can be right. And
no, I'm going to be
honest.
I think
that's a blueprint. That's a blueprint.
I don't think that's a blueprint for black people. No, I don't think that's a blueprint.
It is. Black people just scared.
No.
I think
we have to be. No, we have to be more strategic, family. They don't get no pass because they let them in. How many, see, we going back and forth with it. Like, they let those folks in there. There was little to no resistance when those folks got in there. So what are y'all talking about? Like, with black people, no, it's not going to go down like that. We would have to have way more guns. They bringing out tanks. Heavy military equipment, as we see in these cities.
Get with your
white.
Not a blueprint for us.
That's
not a blueprint for us. Is what I'm saying. As they did in Ferguson and all these other cities when they brought out this heavy militarized equipment. So that's not a blueprint for white people. We have to be. Our fight is going to be more on some
blueprint. That doesn't mean that we have to go in just exactly like them. We can make alterations to it. Of course, we will definitely need maybe different things, you know. But
this y'all perfect opportunity right here.
A blueprint as far as the unity and the aggression. Yeah, do something instead of what you want to talk about? Keep marching or something? So you have to be able to take away some things from it. I'm not saying every single thing about it is going to apply anyway, you know, but the blueprint as far as just knowing that you need to do something and go and do it And like I said before, 90% of power, 90% of power is taking it. So if you ain't taking it, then so that's what I'm saying. So that's what I mean by people. I'm not saying it has to be exactly done like they done it, you know, but it's something that we can take from that.
Don't be scared of your white allies that's out there fighting.
Definitely.
Get out there with them and go take it. They fighting for a cause.
No, why
they fighting for a reason.
You're not making no sense, bro, because, again, brother, you got to explain to me why we're picking a side. No, you got to explain to me why we're picking a side. Well, who are we fighting against, bro? Like, you got to explain to me. Who would black people be fighting against?
The government. The same government you say that
do
now black folks so bad.
Who does the government mostly consist of?
Okay, you tell me.
White men. So you're saying
you
we should join with white men to fight other white men? That doesn't make any sense, bro. You're going to join with white men to fight other white men in the government?
But then white
that
men share your call.
Bro.
But then white men share the same cause as you got.
They don't. What
they
are you talking about? They share our cause. They don't. They do not. If that's the case, we wouldn't be right here. They do not share black people's cause. They want
to
be able
to
practice open white supremacy. That's not what
black
people want, I'm sure.
You see how many white people came to black folks' aid? For all this,
man, stop it.
For what's old boy's name? What's his name? George Floyd. You see what I mean? White
it
folks got involved to try to help. There was more white people out there fighting than black.
Speaking of Martin Luther King, do you know how many white people was marching with Martin Luther King?
That's back in the day. We're talking about now.
Okay, so but nothing has changed. So what are you talking about? Where are these good white people you talking about?
Nothing changed. You know why ain't nothing changed? Because black folks ain't hitting the right target. And these people right now trying to show y'all what
exactly.
It takes.
You trying to
stop
talk
being
about,
scary
no.
And go hit the right target. You can't hit Family
Bro.
Dollar. You can't run
Bro.
Up in the wig shops. You got to hit the right target. And these patriots trying to show y'all what time it is, what to do. So don't be mad at them because they ain't laying down. They ain't taking it. These black folks lay down and take it.
They
ain't
taking it.
So, they had a legitimate gripe. They had a legitimate gripe to get out there and get loose. And they did it. As they should have.
That's just those people personally. They've been wanting to get down. You know, they just. This was an opportunity for them to do it, and they got loose. But, that's just them.
There might be more to come in the next couple of days.
Right. We shall see. This is straight out of the Turner Diaries. You feel me?
Yeah.
Family, if you just joined us, we talking about the Capitol riots last week. We asking two-part question. Is Trump to blame? And do Trump and his supporters have a legitimate gripe against the government? Hit us up 929-477-1697. Y'all want to get to the call lines? What's good?
Okay,
314-381.
Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio? You have a question or a comment?
You guys should be shaming yourself trying to get Mustafa to say something that he don't agree with. He already done told you he don't agree with you. And you just coerce. It's like them liberal Democrats, man. That's what they do.
Oh, man. Y'all need to stop
that's
it.
What they
stop
do.
It.
And no, how in the heck is Donald Trump responsible? First, and here's the thing. It was, I don't know what the total count, I know it was over a million people that was at that event. Where the people went there for support of the United States Constitution, the Elector's Clause of Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 of the 14th Amendment, and also the court action under Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2, as it stands to controversies between two or more states. That's why they was there. No matter who the president would have been, they would have went there because of those two issues. And American citizens, blacks or United States citizens, they got a right to make sure that elected officials are carrying out their sworn duty.
Mm. Mm.
That's what it's about. And you know, you talk about and what was the other part of your question?
It was,
do they have a legitimate gripe against the government?
Yeah, they have a legitimate gripe. I just read you the 2 points why they have a legitimate gripe. You know, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter cut accounts in Uganda during their election with Museveni, and I can't think of the other guy's name who's an entertainer. He sits in Parliament. They cut the accounts, cut Facebook out in Uganda, Central Africa. And nobody said nothing. You know, when Keane came to St. Louis, he caused a lot of violence too, right? You had preachers in St. Louis did not want him to come here. And I ain't gonna name no names, but one of them names start with a P, as in Paul. Now you got Biden is saying that him and Schumer is saying that they want to force schools to allow males in female bathrooms. That's what you voted for, whoever voted for it. And look at all the black young people that showed up at Trump's
That's
summit.
What I'm talking about. Yeah.
The place was packed. And guess what? They were ridiculed.
Those people were, a lot of them folks be first generation. They be from other countries. Those are not.
These are not first generation. These is college graduates that showed up at his summit. And guess what they had to be because if they was who you say they were.
I know exactly what you're talking about because it was organized.
Well, let me say what I was thinking, Kevin. See, now, when you were talking in the beginning, nobody said nothing while you were talking.
I let you speak, brother. I let you speak.
Well, I'm not finished. Let me finish this. The reason why we know who they were because Al Sharpton came out and ridiculed them. What would Al Sharpton? And, you know, here's another thing. When you talk about blacks, you got to be more specific. Are we talking about native black Americans? Because you got people in this country that's got dark skin. In that rally,
right.
You had Asian Americans, Korean Americans, you had Japanese Americans, you had some African Americans, African from other countries that was there, that was from the Korea, that was American citizens. And some of them come in Guatemala and Nicaragua. And right now you got a whole caravan that was coming out of Honduras that Nicaragua was trying to stop from coming up to our southern border. You got a whole caravan in Mexico that's shouting out Joe Biden, Joe Biden. Because they're going to come in across into the country when he's elected.
You know, Mr. Pianki, I don't understand how people don't understand. In Donald Trump, they had the great American unifier of trying to bring all these different Americans together, and they just criticize and talk about. You can't make them. You just can't make everybody happy.
Yeah, you're right. And I sent collective email. A whole cadre of compiled things that the man has done. Now, that's why I voted for him because of his issues, his campaign issues. But look, and by the way, your security guard at the Capitol, Eugene Goodman, and his posing that he was doing, did you notice the camera at the top of the step that was filming him? Did you notice that it was not shaking? It was either on a gimbal or a tripod. Why would they have a camera up there on the tripod to video Mr. Eugene Goodman, the security guard, that people say he was leading them the group away from the senators.
Same stage.
Sounds like it's staged to me. And look at the time he looked at the camera.
Why would we join a stage fight, Brother Mufasa? That's a
good question. That was the people that breached the Capitol, like they have done. People have done many times in the past, as recent as 1998.
No, not that many people, sir. You said that the last time, but it was never that many people. So
it's people who have breached. Matter of fact, wait a minute. Matter of fact, in 1998, you had two Capitol Police officers that were shot.
Right.
And when the Long Assailant was trying to kill or trying to find Representative Tom DeLay, you had Puerto Ricans that breached the Capitol because they did not want to be part of the United States. It was separate.
Right.
1983, you had a bombing outside
the
Senate chambers.
Remember, it was a
bomb went off.
Was shot by the Capitol Police for making a U-turn. The black woman that was shot by the Capitol Police.
Yeah, but that was Donald Trump wasn't in office then.
No. I'm not blaming it on Trump. No. I'm not blaming that on Trump.
You might as well. You blame everything on everything else.
Everything. No, I don't blame anything.
I guess we're
going to
blame
Norris
Ark on Donald Trump.
No. I don't do that.
Well, I'm not saying you. All right, I'm going to say this again. I ain't talking to you, Kevin. People blame everything on Donald Trump. They blame Noah's Ark on Donald Trump.
Yep.
Right.
They blame Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Say the fire wasn't hot enough on Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, I'll let somebody else talk.
He was the best thing y'all had.
Appreciate you, Colin.
He was the best thing y'all had, especially you black people.
As always.
He was the best thing y'all had. And all y'all do is criticize the man. Wait till you going to see. You going to learn, though. You going to learn today.
Now, I think I've already understand that I like Donald Trump for the fact that he exposes the white supremacists on both sides. I like that. I'm cool with that. So don't mistake me saying that he had something to do with this Capitol riot. Like, I'm not criticizing. I'm just stating what I see from my perspective. But Donald Trump is destroying the Republican Party, so that's good. I think Donald Trump is doing some good things. He's destroying the Republican Party. He's keeping white supremacy and racism in the forefront, which is where it should be, so we can deal with this problem. And I like that. You dig what I'm saying? I can deal with that. I'd rather deal with the wolf than deal with the wolf in sheep's clothing. You dig what I'm saying? So please don't get it twisted. You know, I think I know what it is as far as this Capitol thing. It was a clear setup. They let those people in. They did things for show. Of course, they're going to use Donald Trump as a scapegoat, but I think he's playing his role. And we're going to see, how it's going to play out moving forward. But, I'm cool with Trump. I like his antics, and I like that the white supremacists be in the forefront. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Best
I like
that. Black people ever had. Best president black folks ever had.
Not because he wanted to do nothing for us, but.
Go ahead. Let's get to call. Area code 319-572. Call me on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
No, I'm just listening tonight.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, yes, indeed. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Area code 609-310. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
I have a comment. I'm just trying to find out why don't y'all feel like Trump had everything to do with this. I say more a terroristic threat. I won't even say a riot. I won't say a protest because that's beyond a protest. And I'm just trying to figure out where do y'all not see that he had everything to do with it. I don't know if y'all, before they came down to the Capitol, he had a little speech. He had his people out there, and basically he told them, go down there and basically do whatever y'all have to do. I don't understand what y'all don't understand that he had everything to do with it, and he was a big.
I mean,
he was he. I just don't see where he has nothing to do with this. I'm trying to get y'all. I'm trying to explain it to me because it's not making sense. And for,
okay, Mufasa, you go first.
Y'all
Mufasa
still talking about cheating and stuff.
No, I was saying Mufasa can answer you first, since it was him and I that said we don't give him the blame.
Okay.
So him saying do whatever you got to do to the man planting flowers. He didn't say, he did not say out his mouth to go up in there and bust windows out and climb over walls. He didn't say that. He did not say that. So,
he may not have said it, but he may as well have said it with the tone of his voice and the way he talked, the stuff that he said, and his before all of that happened, that night before, he had a rally. And that night before, I watched the rally, and he had them so in an uproar. That right there, you didn't – I'm just saying, just like for instance, I'm pissed off. I'm mad as heck at this person, and I'm all I got in my mind is, dang, I just want to go over there and kill him. And you like, yeah, go ahead, do this, do that. But you're not telling me to kill him, but you give me all the other words and all the other tools to do this. You just as guilty as me, bro. Y'all don't know the rules of the law, not even the Constitution. You better go back and read the daggone law. That's why he got impeached. Because the law, y'all need to go back and look at the law first, and then you'll understand why he had everything to do with it, dude. He had everything to do with it. He broke the law. Basically, he better hope he don't go to jail behind this stuff. Because
that's
what it looked like they're trying to do. They definitely ain't trying to let him run in 4 years. And 4 years ago, when he got in office, what did everybody say when he got in office? He cheated. The Russians had something to do with it. We don't know. We didn't have proof. No, nobody had proof that the man cheated. But did nobody go all ragging and raving and crying about it? It is what it is, like you said.
That's
that
because
he
wasn't
been
no
off
riot,
and he did
though,
it 4 years. So why are you worried about
it?
If there's no evidence that he cheated, why y'all keep putting that he cheated in there?
To complain. Because nobody was tough enough to complain. In this situation, you got a leader who's tough enough to say something about it. So
it ain't nothing about them being tough enough.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Storm the Capitol. White supremacists and terrorists stormed the Capitol. Those were not protesters. So if you think they were protesters,
no
something definitely wrong, bro. I'm just saying. Something definitely wrong. Those were terrorists and daggone white supremacists. And the problem is we all know that we always had racism. And the first thing is, how you going to say, they're trying to fight for their country? This was never your country when you took it years ago from the Indians that was here first. So we going to start there. It was never your country to steal. You stole stuff from black people. You stole some stuff from Indians, and you're still trying to steal. Enough is enough. And you know what it is? Our younger youth is understanding that enough is enough, and that's what it is. Enough is enough. It's time for this. You know what I mean? I'm glad that he brought it out and let everybody know that these people think that they can do what they want to do, and it's all this racism. We knew it was out here, but it's blunt now. That's good that it's blunt. But
you can't
stand up. The problem is, I said it before, if blacks stand together, ain't nothing they can do. They can get ready to cry and weep.
Exactly.
Because guess what? We gonna stand. We getting smart. We getting wise.
Exactly.
And I'm so thankful for our youth. To get up there, you know what I'm saying? That's all it is,
right.
You know what I mean? They just mad.
Yeah, that's fact.
They mad because we getting wise. We getting wise. Don't
we
get mad.
We getting on point, exactly. We
it
not
is,
falling
into
the same traps
Right. They're mad because black people, right on, caller, for the call. Appreciate it. But they're upset again because black people are getting on cold. We're figuring out we're not falling for the traps. And again, I said this before last year, before 2020, crime was going down. The murder rate was going down. It went up last year, coincidentally, during the pandemic. But before that, crime was going down. People were getting wiser. Not as many black people was going to jail, so they had to rearrange some laws. That's when, you know, they started doing the marijuana and relaxing all these laws because we were starting to smarten up. It's not going to happen overnight, but they see that we are making – you know, we're making some strides. So now they got to figure out how to set another trap to get us to fall for it. But as we see, you know, that's not working. Whatever they throw at us don't work because we're a zillion people. You know what I'm saying? And we always going to make do with what we got. But now it's time to get our economic game up. And they see we making strides that way as well. But let me read this real quick from this article from the Huffington Post, because all you got to do, family, if you really want to see what's going on, you could just study the last Civil War. Leading up to the last Civil War, the Civil War started in 1861. If you just study what was going on in politics and Congress in the world at that time, it's damn near parallel to what's going on now. You feel what I'm saying? But I want to read this quote from this article. It says, quote, at the time, and this one's kind of explains the sentiment of the people back then versus the sentiment of the people today who stormed the Capitol, right? Quote, at the time of the Civil War, this took the form of Southern white men angry at the idea that the federal government would interfere with their right to own black slaves. Today, I think this takes the form of white people who believe that black and brown people are making gains or getting special treatment at their expense, says Silber. Uh-huh. This is a professor from Boston University. So this is not what Brother Kev is saying. Like, this is almost known in these circles of what these people are angry about. You got to get to the root of what it is. Yeah, they'll say voter fraud on the surface. They may say some constitution amendments or whatever that called in mentioned. Yeah, those things are on the surface, but what is at the root of their anger, right? What is at the root of their anger? They feel like they're losing, quote unquote,
the fabric,
their
like
country. They're losing
the fabric
their place.
Of their they're losing the fabric.
Yeah, of course, but it's turning into something weak and soft.
But the reason is because they're delusional, because that's not even true. If you just look at what's going on based on the numbers, the country been gone. Like, they should have did that. Like, the country been gone. You feel
right,
what I'm saying?
That's what I was going to say. Like,
and
not even that, no matter who was in office, they was going to do that anyway. So it's like, why haven't they done it then?
Yeah,
I mean, why didn't
like,
they do it
right,
last year then?
They...
I mean, or the year before? I mean, like,
because
they was definitely
because they didn't have
stop
a, they didn't have a leader with the with they didn't have a,
last
a leader.
They,
with,
last year they
with
did.
Courage.
Last year they did.
Out on.
He was in office for 4 years, so they did last year.
Right.
They could have did it last year.
Yeah,
they could have did it the year before that.
They come out of cheating and trickery to get him up out of there.
But that's not what I'm responding to Pianki. Pianki said it didn't have nothing to do with that. He said it was about their amendment rights, and that's what they said. And he said no matter what
right,
president was in
saying,
there, they were going to do it anyway.
Right, which that's not true. I don't think that's true.
I think that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I think the quote-unquote anger and them feeling like, you know, they – feeling like they're losing their country or whatnot. Yeah, that's been there since the Tea Party. That's been there since Obama got in. People forget when Obama got in. When Obama got in, that's when the gun sales went up. Who you think was buying guns?
Like, come on, fam.
When Obama got in, they thought a black man, a black Muslim, Barack Hussein Obama, could be the president of their country. That is when they started to lose it. Facts.
But let me ask you, Mufasa, do you think the guns went up around Obama when Obama, Mufasa, do you think that the guns went up when Obama got elected? And do you think it was because
no,
it was
that's
a black
not,
president?
No, that's No, Tanya, that's not nothing to think. That's actually what happened. Like,
I know, but I'm saying maybe
the
he don't view. I'm asking, like, what do he view it that way?
There's no other way to view it. Like, I don't get it. The gut sales went up based on what they reported.
He can still say no. He may still say, nah, the guns didn't go up. The gun sales
they play that gun game every year. They always do something every year to make gun sales go up, go down. They'll do the fake stuff like Sandy Hook and say, oh, we're taking away guns to make people go out and buy guns. It had nothing to do with Barack. They always put some type of fake something in there to make the gun sales go up, and they come back down and they thought some of it's going to go up. That's just the way they play the game. It ain't nothing but a game. It's always something they come up with. Right now they got it like people thinking it's going to be a civil war, end of the world, so everybody going out to buy guns.
So, okay, and then really quick, too, just to answer the last caller question, because the reason that I said I don't put the blame, I don't know if he was on earlier when I gave my, my thoughts on this, but I don't blame Trump for the whole thing in its entirety, because I think each individual, all these folks was grown with beards and everything. They got kids. They know what they was doing. Trump can't make them jump off a bridge, I bet. I bet if Trump said, okay, people, my people, give away all your money, get 10% of your taxes to help somebody. I bet they wouldn't have done that. They did what they wanted to do already before he even became in office. So they bear their own responsibility. So that's why I said I don't blame Trump for those people going in there. He have his own role that he played that you want to criticize certain things that he did specifically on his own, as you can do that with anybody. But and that's what you have to do. The individuals that went into that Capitol, they were angry. I agree with Brother Kevin as far as how I viewed that group. I do think that they were just some mad, angry people. And that's why they did it. They wanted to do it anyway. They was looking for a reason. They didn't want to do it because, again, like Mufasa said, which I do believe and agree with, that they felt like, or they feel like they're losing the fabric of their country. I agree with what he said as well. And I think that's what this anger is coming from. And they did that because they wanted to. These grown folks sitting up here, they drink alcohol, try to smoke, and do all kind of stuff. These are grown folks. They did it because they wanted to. It didn't have nothing to do with Trump. Brother Kev said they used him. I agree with that.
It was a party.
They just used him as an excuse. So that was just like the rest of the media is doing. Now he's also being used to take the blame for this and the blame for racism because they don't want to accept it. It ain't got nothing to do with Trump. They using him as the face. And these people, and now it looks like that these people are like they are portraying to be Trump supporters, when actually they just are angry with them losing the fabric of their country. So they posing as Trump supporters, but they really there because they angry because they're losing the fabric of their country. And they
right,
just trying
they
to make
see
it like
they
it's Trump.
Losing. That's how
they see it,
but
right,
that's
exactly.
Not even
exactly.
True.
That's a better way to
these
say it,
people
right.
are delusional. These people are delusional. That's not even true.
Yeah. That's why
you know
that's
what I'm
why
saying?
I say
like,
he don't take the full blame call. I think they all take blame.
It's true. The country is going to hell. It's full of gayness. It's
well,
weird.
There's a lot of
flaws
in the country.
Full of illegal
immigrants.
So I can't deny. It's full of illegal immigrants. You got transgenders.
Go.
Got all types of foolish vulgarity going on.
Yeah,
it's all types of silliness. Look, people, you can't even get young people to get involved in trades no more. They so soft and weak. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's pathetic. So, yeah, pretty soon.
There you go.
This country is going to completely fall. And when it falls, you really going to see how bad things going to be. When it really just open up and fall and another country
if it fall in 10 years from now, they still going to be blaming Trump.
Yeah, right.
Because they still not going to be ready to face themselves. America still can't look themselves in the mirror. So it's going to always be Trump's fault.
I don't even think it is
right.
That they can't look themselves in the mirror. They just use that to keep naive people from looking in the mirror. They know it, what it is.
Yeah.
But as long as they can keep the common people at each other and point fingers at each other, then people can't come together and unite and do what they need to do as a country. And it ain't going to happen. As long as you keep saying blacks against the whites and the Latinos and the this and that.
That's not what I'm saying,
y'all
bro.
Over
that's
here,
what it is.
And we better than,
that's not
I'm,
what.
And we better than them over here. The country will never come together. And you had the great unifier and the dime. And that's why he's hated the way he is. That's why they keep pointing the finger at him like they do, because he was that one. He was that one to try to unify everybody or trying to unify everybody under the umbrella of an American. And they were like, oh, no, we can't have that. We can't have that. No, no. That could possibly get people to unite and fight themselves and come against this. Air quotes up the government. It ain't like this.
No, see, I don't agree. Just based on history, I don't agree with the fact that people be saying that it's they that's putting black people against white people. No, that's what it's been since they left Europe. Like, I don't get what you're saying. Like, even before there was a media, even before there was anything, black people were brought over here as slaves. A lot of people were here.
That was them.
Natives, but that was just what it was. And we know how things transpired and how they came up with the term white and so on and so forth. Classifying Italians and all that stuff. But still, we got to look at the people also participated in that. White people believe in a thing called whiteness. They believe in that. You feel what I'm saying? They think that comes with some type of special privilege. That comes with a certain set of power. This is what they believe. So it's not like they putting us against each other. It's like this is what it is, and black people got to understand who we are in this. You know what I'm saying? We got to understand the role that we play in this and not try to unite. We don't have to unite with no white supremacists to fight other white supremacists. That don't make sense. No, we need to stand on our square and fight for what we want.
Fellow patriots. You're supposed to unite with your fellow patriots.
No, because those people are not patriots. What do you mean? If they were patriots, we wouldn't have had the first Civil War. These are the same people. Bro, there's nothing new under the sun. These people haven't went nowhere.
You can't blame these people for that. You can't blame these people.
These are their relatives. This is what I'm telling you.
200 years ago.
These are the same people, bro. These are the same people.
Well, they're trying to do something different. Everybody can change.
No, they're not. They're trying to do
all
the exact same thing that they did before. They're trying to do the exact same thing that they did before. That they've written a lot of articles comparing the Civil War to now. Mm-hmm. You could read it for yourself, bro. It's the same thing.
These white folks trying to help y'all out.
Help who?
Take the hand up. Take the hand up.
No. Because it ain't about a hand up. It's about what's old. Like, he's talking about take the hand. Like, that sounds crazy. But, no, it ain't even about that. It's
it
about
is what it is.
What's
now,
old. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
It ain't no handout. We built this country, and we want our fair shake.
Hand up.
Now is the perfect time to be demanding that. You know what I'm saying? And if they don't get it, give it to us, then we can figure out how we're going to function outside of the system. Which is good.
So they trying to show you how to demand some stuff. So get out there with your fellow patriots and get to demanding.
No, we ain't even got to do all that. That's how.
see, you don't understand. The
what
European
do, what
is
do
barbaric.
Do?
This is how.
What
this
do you
is
got
how,
to do?
Huh?
What do you got? What do you got to do?
You got to get on code.
Okay,
you got to protect yourself. You have to protect yourself by getting on code, period.
And then that's going to work.
Because all black people ain't got to agree, and it ain't got to be everybody. Yeah. It just got to be a critical mass. We can't be trying to change everybody. We got to change ourselves first. Us get on code, and you're going to change the world. Like, you change your mind, you change the world. You can't try to change the outside without changing the inside.
That's what Donald
so
Trump was trying to do.
We just have to get on code and prepare. After they get done fighting, we should be establishing ourselves and demanding or taking what we want. Because at that point, both sides should be weak, and then it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying if things carry on further, you know, as we go along. But, yeah, like, no, in my opinion, family. Black people should be sitting back and peeping game and preparing ourselves for the fallout. Why would we join with one white supremacist against the other when we know that Democrat and Republican is just the same bird? We know that this stuff is all fake. They let
you
them go up in
the Democrats want to use
as research
and
the brother said
do little research.
It was a brother. It was a brother that said it best. The Republicans look at black people as cattle, and the Democrats look at black people as a pet. Like that. That's a good analogy.
And
neither one of them serves us. So we shouldn't be picking a side on either one. You feel me? We don't want
to
be a cattle or their pet.
And black folks love white people to death and don't want to leave them alone. So. Just quit trying. Just go on and be together. Stop fighting it. You ain't going to leave them alone anyway. Just go on and be together. Go on and be a patriot and be together.
I said
black people should go ahead and move to 8 states and separate, but I was told that that ain't going to work. We can't even agree on that. So black people need to just go ahead and be with the white folks that they love. Continue to live around them. Just be patriotic together. Kumbaya, come together and make it happen. Stop trying to, you know, point the finger. Just be together. Love each other.
Be together with who? I don't. What are you saying, my brother? Be together with who?
I'm saying embrace. I'm saying embrace your fellow white brother and sister. If you want
no, but
to
we
be
don't
around.
Listen, brother. Listen, brother, we don't have a problem
a
with them. They have a problem
a
with
patriot.
Us. What don't you not understand? We didn't come up with the black-white laws. We didn't come up with Jim Crow and all these things. That's them.
Trump
historically, we ain't had
Trump,
a problem
Trump
with these
either.
Folks. As we
Trump
see
didn't
now,
come up with that
they have a problem
Trump
with
didn't
us.
Come up with that.
Trump has
Trump
discriminated against
y'all.
Black folks. Trump has discriminated against
and
black
you
folks.
You can see everybody.
Trump has he's done a lot.
Black
folks
another great discussion with Collective Minds Radio.
He's done a lot. Bro.
We want to thank you guys for supporting us.
We want
you to tune in with us next Sunday and support us again. You hear Mufasa, you hear Brother Kevin in the background. They going at it. We had another great discussion.
That.
We want you to join us each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have any show topic ideas, send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Otherwise, find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
Peace.
And make sure y'all invite Brother Kev to y'all 4th of July barbecue.
Oh, no. I'm here, brother.